Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Morning to you. It's Thursday's Beat Breakfast. The sun is up and I hope you're in good form.
What a gorgeous day it is, isn't it? How are you this morning?
Good, 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 good.
I have to say something, right? And I decided last night, right? I went to a certain store and there was an offer on mini Snickers, right? You know, the mini version, which are very small now.
Would the certain store have a Z at the end of the name?
No, an E and an M at the start.
Okay, anyway, go on.
Have you not got it?
Mace.
Mrs.
Close. Mister.
Mister. Oh, yeah.
Guy. Yeah. That guy. He had these on offer. And I decided last night that the minis are much better than the main bar.
Okay, why? What's your theory on this?
I don't enjoy a big one. Like, I don't enjoy when I get a big... Oh, no. You know what I mean?
Like,
I don't enjoy. I don't.
You walk into this every time.
Every time. But I had three mini Snickers.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed them far more than I would have.
You didn't really enjoy them.
Bar.
You just felt that you could justify three of them because they're only minis.
They're tiny nylon. They're basically the size, like they're half a size of a thumb.
Well, not your thumb at the moment.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
I did say there's a couple of tricky ones in there this morning, so let's see if we get on. Killian's going to go first.
Okay.
What have you got?
I have got songs about clothes.
Songs about clothes.
Oh, okay.
Can't say I know anyone. Baggy trousers.
Yeah.
From
Too Old.
Madness.
These boots were made for walking.
Nancy
Sinatra. Too Old. So what can we get in there from the kind of last 20 or 30 years? Let's get straight to it, okay? And
okay.
Here is song number one relating to clothes. Two beautiful strings.
The RTE Orchestra.
Oh, I do know this.
Do you know it?
And you know how I know it? Because I was so uncomfortable watching it as a child.
Really?
It was Glee. And Mr. Shu sang this song to his students.
No, that's really weird.
And he was the teacher.
What's the song?
It's Thong Song by Cisco.
Oh. Let me
see that thong. Well, he was dancing around like real
that's
sexual.
And that's not right.
Glee was a different time. It would not be aired today.
Hear the thong song. Do you play it on your throwbacks?
Yesterday.
It did come up on throwback. Oh,
yeah.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday or the day before.
That's handy.
Advantage.
Didn't he have a little fling with Samantha Mumba for a while? Let's go. They were going out for a good while.
I thought you were talking about Mr. Shu.
No. Okay, 2 points on the board. Well done.
Okay.
We're going back a bit further now to the 90s on this one, okay? And I will help you along because some of these are tough. The clothing matter is related to the artist and not the song in this one, okay?
Jeez. Okay.
And that might help, it may not help, but just so you know, the clothes are about the artist, not the song. Here we go. Show you should know this. It's very much of your
era.
And every naff rom-com it's in.
And it's in a movie that stars someone.
Is it Love Me?
They are in the words of the chorus.
Love me, love
but that's not
me,
the name of the
say
song.
Say that you love me. Fool me. Oh, how you fool me.
No.
Love Fool.
Yes.
Love
Fool.
Okay, now, artist, clothing. Clothing.
Clothing is her name.
Yeah, wait, a piece of clothing.
It's hard, like, if you don't know it.
Is it just a single name?
What do you mean, single name?
Like, so it's a clothing someone will wear, but that's the name of the artist.
Well, it's...
Or is it rude?
I don't know if I can do much more.
No, I think you've given you've given a lot.
Yeah, I've given a lot on that one. So
I'll be expecting the same in my
Love
room.
Love me, say that.
It's
a female artist anyway.
It's from Romeo and Juliet. I think it's in the movie as well.
A load of movies.
Yeah.
This is tough.
But I think it's on the soundtrack.
Counter is on.
I'm going to... Is it T-shirt?
No.
It's the Cardigans.
Oh, the Cardigans. Say that you
love me. Okay, we're going much more recent now. We're moving up to 2017 and a big top 10 hit, Clothes.
Killian's face is priceless. In your attention. In your attention. Is it like, give me your attention?
I don't know.
Those clothes.
Say?
Will you stop talking while I try getting this intro? Sorry. I have no idea. Really? It's so like late Saturday night tune that I probably wouldn't. Like,
it turns, yeah. It goes into a real banger.
It's like
I dance to
is
it as long
TSO?
As
TSO?
No. No.
Is it who else is big? It's like Scatman or someone.
Scatman.
You're really
scratching to do a close. Is the name of the title close?
It's in the title, yeah.
I don't know. My trousers are big.
You don't know, do you?
I have no idea. I know it completely changes. I don't know what
massive it is. Tune from Stormzy.
Ah. You're getting way
too big, big for your boots, big oh my god. Big for the mood.
That's what you
how
mean.
How did I not get that?
Your face ain't big for my mood. It's going to be a long day.
You're sip side from the day.
No, I should have got that. I forgot the intro.
Okay, we got a really easy one next.
Yeah, but like, please, like, Killian, you're very good at this. Like, don't.
Yeah, but I like Stormzy and I should have got that. Great album.
Here we go, number four. Easy one.
You got it.
Pop some tags. $20 in my pocket. It's Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. Thrift shop.
It is. Where
I'm
going to
pop some tags. $20 in my pocket.
Well,
so what do I have? I have four.
5 points.
Five.
Yeah. One left to go. Ed, this is a tough one at the end as well.
Oh.
We're going back. But now this was she number said. One for 4 weeks in Ireland back in 2002. Here you go.
Oh my god,
right off your street. Right off your street.
Oh, this is one of the most actually underrated.
He's so young though, you may not.
Yeah,
sorry, you talked too long. Give it to one more time. Here you go.
Give it to one more time. Now, the close in the title here. Give me more. Drip feed me. Come on.
I don't know if I can give you much more. Number one, 4 weeks, Ireland 2002. Don't hear it that much on the radio anymore, which is sad because it's a beautiful song.
It's actually, yeah.
Is it Britney Spears?
No.
It's very similar to like, it reminds me of the Britney song.
What,
the woman one.
I'm not a girl.
Is it Enrique Iglesias?
No, but you remember, same vibe. Same vibe.
I have no clue, but if it's something to do with clothes, I'm going to say.
Can I say?
Me jumper.
Okay.
Where's me jumper?
I was going to include that, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and you didn't do apple bottom jeans. You could have done that either.
Not in the title, it's just a word somewhere along the way.
If sure does last from thrift shop.
Well, that's a place where you buy your clothes.
So it's Shakira, and Underneath Your Clothes. Underneath
your clothes. Same vibe, because they're both Spanish and Latino.
Yeah, but also same time. Like.
No, I just know her hips and Waka Waka.
Okay, we got five there. Let's see how show gets on. After Shaboozy, this is a bar song, Tipsy
okay?
A beat.
Yeah, okay. Do you know, I did well.
You did, it was a tough round.
Yeah,
tough round.
Tough.
So good performance. I'll take a pat on the back for that. Thanks,
Disby Breakfast. And we move on to round two, beat the intro, play along. 2 points, remember, for each track, one for the song and one for the artist. Okay, show. Given
thank
the week
you so
that's
much.
In it. Given the week that's
the
in
week
it.
The week that's in it?
Yeah.
What is the week?
We're getting ready.
Songs about summer.
Songs about summer.
I
okay.
got the sun in the pocket and the moon in my hands. No. Anyone remember that one?
No.
Nope.
No. Is this like songs with summer in the title or is it just about summer?
And
songs with summer in the title.
Oh, okay.
Okay, will we start with an easy or a hard one? Would you like to get a hard one out of the way? Or?
I really hope summer in the southeast isn't. don't give me a choice. No, do it in order. It's fine. Don't confuse your little brain.
Okay.
Okay,
well, it happened to be, I think, an easy one at the start.
Okay.
That means nothing to you, of course.
It doesn't, just really.
Here we go.
Doesn't. Okay. Cruel Summer, Taylor Swift.
Well done.
I'm such a... What's the bandwagoner when it comes to Taylor Swift? Because I really didn't know that many songs. And then I went to see her in Croke Park and I was like, yeah, Tay Tay forever.
The Aviva.
Went to the Aviva to see Taylor Park. Taylor Park.
Got to new Tato Park, isn't it?
The sister of Tato Park. Right, on to song number two. Let's see how you get on with this one.
The Boys of Summer.
Oh, well done. Now who...
DJ Sammy.
Oh my god.
Really?
I wasn't expecting you to remember the DJ Sammy.
I'm just the unluckiest person in the world.
Oh,
like,
stop.
If I had picked that one, I would have got 2 for 2 right now. Four. But anyway.
You'd be on a roll.
Yeah, but fair play.
Is she going to get the 10 out of 10 music this morning?
He didn't even think I was going to get that one. Niall, every time you say that, you ruin the round. Really? Like, stop saying that. Like, just let it happen au naturel.
Okay. I really want to play it.
Right. I know, but stop.
Here we go then. Slightly trickier one.
I forgot.
You never know.
Like,
Oh yeah, I know this. Yeah.
Is it Girls Aloud?
It is Girls Aloud. What's it called? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Actually.
Summer of the Underground.
I don't know the name of it.
Come on, just okay. Look, you know the clue, and then the artist. No, just put them together.
Girls Aloud. I keep saying Cruel Summer. It's something before the word summer, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, now that's enough for feeding. You never give me anything for
girls
the cardigan
allowed,
one.
Girls Aloud. Girls Aloud.
You've got everything for the cardigan one.
Hot
we
summer.
Love and fool together.
Hot summer. hot summer.
Mane, you have this. Pull it out of there. Pull it out. Reach down. Pull it out. Come on, reach in. Pull it
just
out.
Just like the
give
thing.
Give it to
pull
me.
Pull it out.
Give it to me again.
Oh, okay. Last time. Here we go.
Oh, Niall, I'm sorry.
Dad, two of the words out of three.
Hot.
Okay.
Hot
five,
in the summer.
Four.
Hot
three,
for the summer. Hot.
Two.
Cruel for the summer. No.
Bloody long hot summer. It's been a long hot summer and I'm shaking like a cool lemonade. 10 out of 10 music away, everybody. Pack it up.
I didn't think that I would be the person that would let
down.
It in off.
You've let us down, you've let the show down.
Sorry.
Okay, we move on. Song number four.
Oh, it's Lana Del Rey. I hate this. It's
what's it called?
Summertime Madness. Is it just Summertime?
No.
Summertime Madness.
No.
Summertime. Oh, it's like, oh, Summertime. I hate this. I can't think of the name, but I hate it. It's like Summertime.
You hate it so much, you mental block.
God, sorry. It's Summertime. Is it not Madness? Are you sure?
It's not Madness.
It's Summertime. Summertime
Madness. I got that Summertime. Summertime Madness. I got that Summertime.
That's not helping. Is it Summertime?
I'm going to have to push you a five.
I've won anyway, by the way. I think.
Yeah, you have.
It's Summertime. No.
You let me down.
Off,
you
stop.
Show down.
Stop
it's
doing
Summertime
that.
Sadness.
Oh, well, I said it.
You are the...
Okay, down for the final one. Okay, this...
Nobody likes that song.
I did quite enjoy it, I'll have you know. Lana Del Rey is very popular and she married an alligator, apparently.
Yeah, she's held out the Aviva this year as well. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They will want to go and listen.
You'll be there when the Aviva comes. So you
I
will.
Saw her in Cork a few years ago.
Really?
Oh my god, it was the saddest night of my life.
See, it's like a
but I like that
because
it's a dance mix. Anyway, final song, top 10 from 2015.
It's a dance hit. I'm out.
That's not a dance hit, and we actually
pop
played it during this
pop
week on the show. Mm. So you should know it.
2015.
Mm-hmm. One more time.
Yeah, no, I know it. Some summer.
Oh, who'd I guess?
One tenth of a point for that.
It's is it Cruel for the Summer? No, that's why do I keep saying that? What's Cruel for the Summer?
That's Taylor Swift. Cruel Summer.
That's Cruel Summer.
No, Cruel for the Summer. Oh, that is Taylor Swift. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The summer. That's God. Give me just like, because I haven't got it. He got clues for like the cardigans and he got clues for Shakira.
Yeah, but you've won anyway, so
yeah, but
really
I'd
matter.
Like to try.
But like you actually said out loud Cruel for the Summer. Your brain is playing tricks with you this morning, okay? That's all I'll say. Think about it. Think about it, please.
Come
for
on.
The love of God.
We played it on Monday on the show.
I don't remember last night.
You wouldn't be cruel for the summer, but what might you be?
Cool for the summer.
Oh, there
thank
we go.
God.
Who's
who
the artist?
It?
Not a notion.
Ah, come on. She's singing with one of your favorite song ever. One of your favorite songs ever with another guy from the X Factor.
Cheeky Chappy. Oh, it's Ollie Demi. No.
Yeah.
Demi Lovato.
Oh my God. Well done.
Slow hands clap.
Pulled it out of bag, show.
Honestly, if you want to feel good about yourself, don't come into this studio.
Cruel for the summer.
I actually think I did okay. Like
that
you
was
won.
A very easy round.
You won.
It was not very easy, Killian. It
you
was
won.
Not very easy. I won.
Yeah,
I won.
Summertime Madness.
I don't even know what score. I don't know what to give you for
it
that.
It doesn't
one.
Even feel like a win, to be honest. It doesn't even feel like I should be celebrating right now. Do you know what I mean?
Wake up
with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All right, when you gotta go, right. You gotta go.
Go on, so.
You want me?
You're the lads.
Wayne Rooney peed up against a wall in London, a very open and public wall, and it was on a fancy street, and I got caught in the picture.
Sorry, I get that that's what we're talking about. Did you say again a
wall? Yeah, I think he did. I think it's a Carlo thing, isn't it? Again a wall.
Wow. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Should I go up again a wall? No?
No, I wouldn't go again a wall. I couldn't. I'd have to say against.
Against. Yeah. All right, go on.
All right. We'll come back to that later.
Yeah.
He paused to relieve himself in the street in London in view of passers-by's. Passers-by, that's a hard one. While enjoying an evening out with friends, headed across the road, unzipped, did his business, on the phone at the same time, didn't even wash his hands.
He was scrolling, like, just absolutely scrolling.
He was
dressed quite smartly in a dark
suit.
He grinned to his party as he crossed the road after peeing on the pavement as a cyclist, among others, moved past him.
It's very strange because he's there and he's been photographed doing his business up against the wall, right? And he's obviously holding in his right hand and then he's got his phone is in his left hand, but his phone is stretched across to his right ear.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really weird. Like, why is he not
His right ear must be better than his left ear. You know that kind of way? Like
my granny. talking to one ear.
We all have one better ear.
I would do that. I would also have the phone the same ear.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in that situation where he's...
He's probably right-handed, so he's using his dominant important arm for the most important task. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I try to do it without holding them.
It could go anywhere.
It could go anywhere. Do you ever try that to control it, Niall? Do you ever try that? Like, it's a great self-restraint thing. It's like, right, mind on this objective and let's get it into the bowl. I have no life.
We're so different, aren't we? I just feel like, look, I understand, right, there are instances in life where we are caught short and we have to go. But, like, surely he was in a pub or a restaurant or whatever.
Just
like,
come from
why
a pub.
Did he just, like, up against... I get it on nights out or whatever, but, like, it's still, you're Wayne Rooney, man. You're Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, he's going to be caught. He's going to be photoed. That's the thing.
Yeah,
because of who
like,
he is.
Come on. It's such a posh wall that he's doing it up against.
Yeah, it looks like the House of Parliament.
Yeah,
or something.
Like, real
but
nice
when you
railings.
Have to go, you have to go. Like, have you never ever, like, as a woman, like, went outdoors or anywhere but the toilet? Like, even on the side of the motorway, would you never have to nip off?
I have never in my entire life peed on the side of a motorway or a road. I've gone to the toilet outdoors only once in my life.
Where was it?
At the National Heritage Park.
By a crannog. That's insulting our culture or something, isn't it? You can't go peeing by the crannogs. Show. Desecrating our culture, our national culture.
Let me explain, right? I'm so sorry. I love my National Heritage Park. I was 12 and I was filming something. I was in a production for something and we were dressed as... like Vikings, and I had to go, and there was no portaloos on set, shall we say?
It was the Heritage Park Club.
Yeah, it was a set for this thing that I was shooting.
The National Heritage Park not have toilets.
Yeah, but I would have had to go back, and I was in the middle of a scene. You know, this. I just want to make I did not just go out to the National Heritage Park on a Sunday afternoon
and
walk with my family and decide to wee on a crannog. That's not what happened. I had to go in the middle of doing something else, and I had to go. And that's the only time I've ever done that.
Okay.
Like, ever in my entire life. I'm pretty sure I've never.
Are you weeding the sea?
Who hasn't? Not a pool, though, because I have a fear of the water changing colour. Don't they say that, like, some pools put in that thing where you get caught? Like, not in a pool. See, I think it's fair game.
Yeah,
fair game. Niall, you? Like, I wouldn't do it in public like that, like up again in a fancy street.
Yeah, absolutely. Over the years, I have. I can't remember the last time, to be fair, I peed in public.
I've never seen you.
No, but I have, like, done it on side streets, alleyways.
You
parks.
Want to be careful because this could be your first Waterford News and Star in a while.
That's
you
how
peeing
I make
up
it.
Against a wall.
That's how I make it.
Like
yep.
John Roberts Square. Yep. Do you know what I mean? That could be like.
Clock Tower.
Yeah.
Like you just. Well, I could follow your path and like pee on Reginald's Tower, desecrate our culture like you did with the
Oh
crannogs.
My God, I was 12. And I didn't do it on a crannog. I went over to a fielded area. Do you know what I mean? Like the Heritage Park is a big open space.
Are you someone who's a little bit jealous of how easy it is for guys?
Absolutely. And I think like. Especially when, like, you see, like, parents, like, with kids and stuff. It's much easier for you. Do you know what I mean? To just do your...
I have had girlfriends do it. Yeah. I've had to protect them and stand in front of them. But it's very unladylike. It's very undignified, isn't
very
it?
Very squatting, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like you're going for...
I understand why you would avoid at all costs.
Niall and I were at an event together in Croke Park. Yep.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And if you got to go, but you were very good, Niall. You were very good. Yeah. No, it wasn't me.
In Croke Park, someone did.
No. Let's move on. But there was a number of people of both genders at that.
But it shouldn't be like if you have we're all like into, you know, if you get stuck on the side of the road, like it's, you know.
Well, what's that? Is can somebody tell me? Maybe you can ring your brother or something. There was there was a legend went around for years, and I don't know if it's an urban myth or not, right? But you'll get in trouble with the guards if they catch you peeing, right?
Of course, because you're not meant to
exactly.
in public.
Yeah, but they can't give out to you if you're doing a number two. Because you can hurt yourself. It can be very dangerous to hold in a number two.
Oh, because your bowels.
Something like that. That's what I'd heard for years.
Get Onan.
I'll ring Onan. I think he's on nights this week. So
no, ring him. Ring him. We need to get.
Have you ever done the number two outside?
Oh no, he's done this.
Yeah. I did it at the back of my house.
I was a kid, okay, and we walked to the sand dunes in Tramore, and that's a long way away from all civilization. So I had to do what I had to do. I'm not proud of it.
Your beautiful county. I'm not proud of it.
We buried it afterwards. We buried it. Like the bears.
We're getting cancelled.
Like the bears. Yeah.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
99. Katie, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
We can hear you. Good morning, darling.
Okay.
We're just driving to my school at the moment.
Okay. Very good. What school are you heading to?
Ballygunner National School.
Very good.
Very good. Katie, talk to us. What does your mum do?
My mum pushes her flake down to the bottom of the cone and then eats that bit last.
Oh. There's a lot of people doing this. They're messaging in. What do you think about that, Katie?
What do I think about you as my little boy?
Sorry.
Speaking to you, and I'm Katie.
Sorry. Hello, Mum. How are you? Welcome to the show. You're the one responsible for the crime.
I am responsible for a very good crime. I'm guilty.
Okay. What is it about pushing it down that makes it special for you?
I think it's the mixture of the ice cream and the cone together with the chocolate.
Okay.
No. It's the saving the best till last, really. I'm one of those kind of people.
Okay, well, I do agree with the flake being kept till last. I'm a little bit worried. Are you eating it all together, like with the cone as well, or are you taking the flake out?
No, the cone as well. All goes in.
All in one go.
The holder for the ice cream and the flake.
Okay.
Come here. I want to ask as well. Ewan has their own style as well. Ewan, you suck, do you, at the bottom?
Yeah, I'm like Killian.
Okay.
He sucks it out of the butt.
Okay.
Do you do that from the start, though, or do you wait until the end?
I wait until the flake's gone, like around the middle.
I went much later. So when you have no ice cream on top, then I suck. I bite and I suck.
Lads, you are brilliant. Have a good day.
Thanks
Treat
for chatting to us, guys.
99, all right?
A couple of other ones. Noel was on Crime Against 99, a watery 99, rotten.
And do you know what that is? Do you know what the reason is for that is? I'm an expert in the field. So when you pull so many 99s, the cone machine has to like reset. So you have to wait for it to get back up. But some places are just like, because it's busy, they're just throwing them out. You have to wait.
Can I ask you another question? There's another type of 99 that I don't like, and it's when it almost seems like it's bitty. Do you know, like there's
lumpy.
Like little tiny lumps in it.
Yeah,
like
too cold. The ice cream machine is too cold.
Icy. What it is. Can I get through a couple of these as well? We've got this from Amy. Me and my husband have a competition who has the neck to ask for the most flakes. He won 6-5 and one in the middle.
Okay.
Wow.
Like, I don't know how you'd have the balls
to do
that.
I've asked for two before.
Okay.
I've done the two.
My mom is a big two flaker.
But if you're putting in four or five or six, then you're more flake than your ice cream.
You might as well be buying a chocolate bar. I don't get the whole point of the ice cream.
John and Tip was on to us. My crime against 99 is when the person making the cone is making it like it's coming out of their wages. If I wanted a baby cone, I'd order one. Fair enough.
I got a baby cone last night and I was exceptionally happy with the size of it. It was bigger than a baby cone, I would say. It was between a baby and a medium.
Size
Let's talk
queen.
To Mel. Mel, good morning, darling. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
We're good. Okay, so what did your husband do? What's his name, actually? Name and shame him.
It's Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Okay. He he does the same. He puts his big dirty finger into the top of the cone and pushes the flake down. And it just gives the kids the pure ick.
It's understandable, Mel. It's understandable. And what way do you do it?
Oh, normal.
Normal.
Actually, yeah. Mealy does the same as Killian, my middle daughter. She bites the end of the cone.
Okay.
Normally when it's full and it ends up all over the car, but,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
am I just a child?
Yeah. Mel, like, there's nothing you can do, really. You love him for who he is, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to keep him.
Keep him.
Once he's buying the 99s, that's the main thing.
Yeah, well, that's
true,
actually. Yeah. Listen, have a great day, darling. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay, we'll hear one more. Lisa was on to us as well this morning. Let's get her thoughts.
I literally turned on the radio and all I could hear was Killian saying, I bite and I suck, and I had no context.
That's this show.
Holy God.
In a nutshell, that's this show.
It's real hard-hitting stuff,
isn't it?
Don't get
the context.
Yeah, no context.
You'll be lost. Okay, we're talking 99s. If you haven't had your first one yet, you might be pondering it in the days ahead as the weather starts to get a bit better. We've been talking crimes against 99s, and we might have saved the best to last. Ellen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Ellen. We're good now. I suppose I'm fairly tough on the whole 99 debacle because I feel like it's very close to my heart. And so the lads are shocked this morning that I am going to back what you're about to tell us, because I've tried and tested it. My friend Maria told me about this method of eating a 99 years ago, and I didn't believe it until I tried it. What does your mum do, Ellen?
So she gets a lovely big 99, flake and all.
Yeah. Mm.
And then she gets a big share bag of Tato.
Yeah.
And she'll scoop the ice cream and eat the ice cream with the Tato like a spoon.
No, it's not a crime. It's not a crime.
You need to be locked away. No. There needs to be a special place for people like
this
that.
This actually needs a bigger sound effect.
No, thanks for Killian.
Yeah. Call it off. If you're working today, don't go in. This is ridiculous.
It's not a crime, and it's only a crime if you haven't tried it. I swear to God.
No.
My friend.
No.
Hang
no.
on a second. Hang on a second. Let me defend this, okay? When I tried this years ago, I wouldn't have believed it for myself if I hadn't tried it. It's akin to you taking your popcorn and putting Maltesers in the cinema,
I'd like to interject here as the sensible voice in studio. Ellen, I get sometimes that people like to dip their chips in a milkshake in certain establishments. I get that.
I was just going to say that chips are quite nice in a 99 as well.
But what I don't get in this method that you describe of your mother and show tries to push on us this morning is if you're scooping in with your cheese and onion crisps into your 99, you're leaving residue and flavour all over the ice cream of cheese and onion. It's not acceptable.
Salty flavour.
In a civilised society.
It's like sweet and salty popcorn.
Thank you,
it's
Ellen.
Lovely.
Thank you. Ellen, what is your mom's name?
Mags, and she's going to kill me.
No, don't. I am here for Mags. Tell her if she wants to meet me down the quay later. Big sharing bag of Tato, 99. I'm here for it.
Lock
me
her
and
up.
Mags forever. Honest to God, it is elite. If you haven't tried it,
Ellen,
you haven't lived.
Have a great day.
Have a good day, darling. Bye.
This is Beat.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat.
Good
Breakfast.
Morning. Welcome to Hub Day.
Glad we've got all that April Fool's Day nonsense out of the way.
Yeah. I got caught.
Did you?
I got caught by one.
By who?
By the Lad Bible. They posted that Paul Mescal and Barry Keoghan are starring in a Martin McDonagh remake of Father Ted.
I can't believe.
And they had a really realistic image, but it was AI.
No, they didn't. You showed me that image this morning.
It looked real to me.
He tried to get me to believe. And you know me, I'm very gullible, but even I was like, they're never going to remake Father Ted without
Dermot
Morgan.
Because I saw it this morning, so it wasn't if it was there. So I was like, oh, Jesus, look at this.
You big Aegis. Yeah. As they'd say in Father Ted, you big Aegis.
And can I say, I was looking at the comments this morning, you know, yesterday it was obviously announced that there's four Beatles movies being made and they're biopics. And Barry Keoghan and Paul Mescal is going to be in them. And your man Sam Mendes is going to be the director. And on the comments on our Facebook page, Facebook is so funny sometimes. Sometimes if you just need a little bit of a lift, go to Facebook, right? Because people that comment on Facebook, this is a terrible joke. Why would you do this to us? Not funny, guys. It's true,
I'm afraid.
Okay. I
love it. Just 10 by 7, right? Let's play blind rankings. You know it works. 5 items, got to put them in order of preference, but you don't know what's coming next.
Yeah,
and Killian's been pulling some unusual ones out of the bag lately. So, show is going first this morning. What's her topic?
Your topic is excerpts from the Irish oral exam, so the listening exam.
Oh, vomit. Absolute
vomit. You still
vomit
have to try and put them in some kind of sequence.
Horrible goosebumps.
Iconic.
I know, but just
it'll be coming up soon. Leaving cert for many students, so this is just a bit of practice for you as well.
Okay, here's number one, show.
Tá na tróidhe agus na ceistena a raon le gach cean de na trí chuid sin clóhúilte ar de scrúd fápair.
Scrúd fápair, remember as well. It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a great one. What does it mean?
Play it again? Nah, don't. I don't know. I'm going to give it number two.
Okay, yeah. We'll go straight in number two.
Yeah. Well. What do you call it?
I think that's the opening.
The opening number.
Just call it Troika. Try spell that. Troika. We'll take one word from each.
I'm saying it the opening.
Okay, here's number two. Irish Oral Exam excerpts.
Gaelge. Ord level. Agus gná level.
That's nice the way she says that, isn't it?
Ord level.
Agus
gná level.
What does that mean?
It's higher in ordinary level.
Why are you dying?
She sounds a bit sexy, doesn't she? Does. Give it to me again there. It's a bit sexy.
Gaelge. Ord level. Agus gná level.
Does she?
Ord level.
She doesn't say it like that. She just says it normal.
No, she does. She has a sexy twang.
There's definitely she's something you're trying to entice people in with that. The ordinary.
Where's the ordinary in
there? Students.
I know, but it's just to entice you. I'm giving it a number three.
Three. Okay. Holding out for a big one, are you?
I know what I'm holding out for.
Okay.
A hero. Well, I call that Ord Level.
Ord Level.
Agus gná level.
Yeah. Okay, here's number three.
Tá trí chuid sa tríal seo. Cuid a, cuid b, agus cuid c.
She. I'm giving that number five.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cuid a.
Cuid a, cuid b, cuid c.
Cuid c.
What's that mean? Section?
A, no, B, question. Like questions A, B, or C.
Quiz question. Question. I don't know. Yeah.
It didn't grab me. It didn't excite me. It didn't give me like all the feels.
Yeah, the options on the exam are never exciting.
Exactly. So we've got four and one left.
Okay.
I know what I'm holding out for.
Here's number four.
Beeps that break up the section. I think an important part of the exam. One of my favourites, I have to say.
Yeah, it's a highlight for me as well, I have to say.
Go again. I need to hear it again. Yeah.
You knew something was coming. It was the anticipation when you heard the beep.
Yeah.
You
know?
And then you
next?
Hear some Micheál fella. Yeah.
And then there'd be some dialect that you didn't know from Donegal.
I'm 100% giving that number four. So what do we call that?
Beep.
Beep.
Beep. I think you're not. Okay. And
in at number one.
Here's our final item. This is show's favourite part of the Irish Oral Exam.
Before you go, we're getting trolled on WhatsApp. lads, seriously.
Yeah. We mix it up. Right, here we go. Here's your favourite part of the Irish Oral.
Lé in ish gacúramach ar de scrúd fápair na tróidhe agus na ceistena. Around the cuid
please give it to me again.
That's what you were waiting for, wasn't it?
I knew
and
it was
the beep at the end.
Yeah, the beep at the end. Make
lay in ish gacúramach ar de scrúd fápair na tróidhe agus na ceistena around the cuid
iconic.
Beep.
Well, are you happy with that?
Do you want my top five?
Give us your top five from the Irish Oral Exam.
Sorry, Paddy, you hate us right now. In at number cuig.
Yeah.
Quid A B C. In at number Cahir. Beep. In at number three. August. I can't read my own writing. Oh, sorry. Odd level.
Gnó level.
In at number Do. Opening number. The Troika.
Troika, yeah.
And in at number a Hain. Leiganish Gakura.
Well done, everybody.
Keshtana. Screwed pop air.
You're right, round two.
Good morning. What could this be?
Round number a dough on blind rankings. It's my turn, but what have I got this morning? What have I got?
What do you think? What are you thinking?
I don't have a clue. You're pulling such weird ones out of the bag lately.
Your topic for today is from Friends, and it is Janice's Oh My God.
Oh my God.
Which are basically the same for everyone, but just see which one.
Can I ask you something, actually? Because I said this on the show a few weeks ago. Like, I'm on season three now, so I've gone back to the start. Mm. Like, I never really hear you talk about Friends. You're not a Friends fan.
No, I am a Friends fan.
Yeah.
I just think I got a lot of that out of my system.
Oh, you've grown up.
Yeah. I think,
matured.
I've never watched Friends from start to finish. I've just caught episodes, so,
That's where you're missing out, though, because I feel like when you watch it as a storyline, it it's different it to like dipping it. In to E4, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it was probably the E4 era of the kind of noughties into the tens, where it was on, like, was it at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock every day? There was two episodes, yeah. And I just throw it on. But yeah, I'm not as obsessed as everybody, but I do enjoy Friends.
Yeah, it's great.
Right. I don't know how I'm going to even write these down, the difference between these.
I do have a question on Janice. I don't know what happened. She had a baby, like, in one, and then it's just like she wasn't pregnant anymore. And I can't find it on the internet.
But she had a baby, she wouldn't be pregnant anymore.
No, she was pregnant and then she got with Chandler again. And then there was no mention.
Yeah, and then they broke up. That was like an episode. And then no mention of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just appeared once a season. She was in every season.
She went off and had lived her life.
It was kind of like just a cameo. And then
where were the
baby.
Kids though?
Living in a home
or with the dad, I don't know. Anyway, can I get on to my game?
Sorry. Yeah, it's just
your random ponderings.
Sorry, it just bothered me.
Okay, here's number one, Janice. Let's do it.
Oh my god,
it's not a great one.
A bit flat at the end,
little flat.
For context, that's the one when she kisses her ex lover, Mattress King, and Joey spots him.
Oh, she's in the room, yeah.
In the room, so that's why it's a bit more subdued. It's a bit like, oh my.
Well, I'm gonna call it Oh My God One. And it's going at number four. Okay?
Mm. Let's go to
Oh My God 2. Let's have a listen.
Oh my God!
That's good.
That's a number two, I think.
Yeah.
Oh My God 2 in at number
two. You're flying through these. You're not giving
But they're very quick. That's another one.
Oh my God!
I mean, that one's iconic.
That's very dramatic.
That's like, yeah. That's just, it's brilliant. Takes my breath away. Yeah.
Which one is that, Killian?
I don't know. It could have been the one before. He could have just played it again. I don't know.
Oh my God!
See what you got there is you got a lot of laughs coming at the end to amplify it.
I think that's when Chandler's he's getting his nails done or he's in some kind of salon and then she comes out. And gets
it's Oh My God 3 is going in at number 3.
Paddy's been back on.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more, Janice. I think he's just like saying, oh my God, to... this.
Sorry, no, we've got two more to go, Paddy.
Okay, come on.
He's
now,
Oh My God
on.
4. I've got 1 and 5 left.
Oh my God.
God, they'd laugh at Anton, wouldn't they, that crowd?
But
I'd say they got a lot of wine into them before they
Killian
sent them in.
Killian is right. Like, it is, like, she is so iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah, iconic.
Well,
Oh My God 4 is going in at number 5.
So on my head.
I've only got number 5 left now.
Oh.
And number 1. Stay with me. Here we go. Our final one, which is going in as my number 1.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Janice.
Janice.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
perfect.
That was perfect.
Perfect. That was the best one.
That's our final Oh My God of the show.
Really?
No way. When did she deliver it?
Was that when they were looking at the house?
Yes, they were looking at the house. And then Chandler said that. Why couldn't I run into Beyonce?
Oh, very good line.
Yeah.
Can I just say, her name is Janice.
Yeah, Janice.
You just said, no, not Janice. Janice.
One more time, here's the number 1.
Oh my God!
So just a recap for anyone who's come in late.
How do you do this?
Number 5 of the Oh My Gods is Oh My God 4. Number 4 is Oh My God 1. Number 3 is Oh My God 3. Number 2 is Oh My God 2. And number 1 is Oh My God 5.
My head hurts.
You can take that home with you.
I actually think I do a really good impression.
Go on, do it one more time.
Oh my God. That's good.
It's not bad.
You could have put me in.
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Being too polite nowadays, we all avoid confrontation, okay? This is research from Trinity College London, and it says that people use an average of 14 politeisms, that's what they're calling them, a day. 83% admit they avoid conflict at all times. So it's basically about avoiding confrontation, and they've found the most popular of these phrases. So what they've done is they've got what they say and what you really mean. So I'm going to give you the what I say and you've got to guess what I mean, yeah?
I don't think there's anything wrong with being polite though.
No, there's
like if we all went around with no filter, like, you know.
It'd be a horrible world. It would. And we all know there's people who have absolutely no filter.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so let's start. An easy one to start with. What I say. Ooh, could I just squeeze past you?
Get out of me way.
Get out of the way. You're right. Well done. You got a point on the board.
Ah, don't give me scores on this.
I want to go. Can I do
okay,
this one?
Okay, Killian, you're next. Ooh, sounds fun. I'll let you know.
I will not be attending or communicating with you in any way, shape or form later this
under
evening.
No, even if
not
Biggie and Tupac turn up, I'm not coming. Okay, next. I beg your pardon.
What the hell do you mean?
Exactly. What the hell did you just say? Sorry, I'm a bit busy right now, Killian.
I don't want to talk to you.
Please leave me alone.
Yeah.
Out of my face.
Now, I need you to do that job, but no rush. When you have a minute.
Do it right now or else you're dead.
Please hurry up. Oh, you know my management style, don't you?
I know you very well.
Okay, next up, with all due respect. With all due respect.
You're shit. Like, well,
you're wrong.
You're wrong, and here's why. As per my last email.
I've told you this already. You're an idiot. Why do I have to tell you again?
It's not quite as strong as that here, but that is me.
Yeah, I know. This is so real and raw and relatable.
Killian, sorry, could you just say that last bit again?
You're talking mumbo jumbo. You're talking way too fast, and you need to be clear and to the point, please.
And also, I wasn't listening to a word you
said. Oh yeah.
Show, I hear what you're saying.
You couldn't give a damn about what I think. It's my way or the highway.
I completely disagree with you. And finally, Killian, not to worry.
Oh, you should be worrying. You should be worrying. That's a major big deal that you've messed up on, but I'm just being polite. But I will kill you the next time I see you.
This is a disaster, but let's pretend everything is just
not
fine.
Not to worry. That's brilliant.
So there you go. Now, if you're in work today and hear those phrases, now you know what people really...
I did that yesterday, I think. I was giving critiques on something that was all like, not to worry though, it's grand. Like for now, for today it's grand, but like just in future, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Did you see what he did there? I was giving critiques.
He's the main man.
Show I am, you best believe it.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
How long have you gone wearing the same bit of clothes, actually, as a matter of interest?
Like, I read somewhere recently that you're meant to give jeans 20 wears, yeah. And that upsets me. Like, yeah. I sometimes would be like, oh, I'll have to wash them after one wear, especially if I'm out. Like, if I go to a pub.
Yeah,
I
get it when you're out, but I'm also conscious with certain jeans not to overwash them because they fade too quickly, you know, like black jeans and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I only washed mine yesterday after getting them. My baggy ones.
Mm. Wow, so you probably had about 20 wears then.
Yeah, I just think jeans are grand. Like,
I'd probably go 3 or 4 wears with jeans and then...
It's actually a bit of a bone of contention in our house, like, because I wash everything. Mm. I just have this thing about washing. Mm. Unlike this mum, her name is Brittany Belinsky and she is a mum of 4 and she set herself a challenge of wearing the same woolen dress for 100 days in a row without washing it, explaining why she views the durable material as self-cleaning despite what the critics have said on TikTok, right?
Have you heard this before, that wool is self-cleaning?
Well, you wouldn't, you don't wash wool in the same way.
I know you've got to be careful washing wool, but I mean, imagine wool would still pick up body odours and stuff, wouldn't it?
Yeah. She's clocked up more than 50,000 followers for doing this challenge, Brittany Belinsky. She's 34. She shares the bedding that she never washes, as well as the dress that she wore every day between December 17th, 2024 to March 26th, 2025. So only last week she was still wearing this dress. And she wanted to change people's minds, but she's come up against a lot of criticism.
What are people saying online?
On TikTok, harsh criticism. While championing the benefits of wool, some have branded her a tramp.
Oh, wow. And that's strong words.
Not fair. Like, absolutely not fair at all. Vile. Like, no, she doesn't receive... She doesn't deserve that backlash if she's trying to prove a point. Now, not only was she wearing the same woolen dress, she looks great. She's a full-time barefoot shoe advocate, okay? So she doesn't wear shoes.
I see them.
She always reminded me of someone like that, Brittany Belinsky.
Who?
Your one.
She reminds you of somebody?
Yeah, but just the look of her.
I'll move on, right? Not only does she not wear shoes, she's got 3 kids and they don't wear nappies. Because she believes they have an innate ability to communicate their toilet needs.
She said, me pants, mammy. Is that the innate ability?
Innate ability. She said, if you allow your children to be nappy free as much as we did, wool is a really useful tool to have around the house because of its natural resistance. They can wee on it. And if you're quick enough, you can literally pour the wee off.
Oh, God, this is vile.
It reminds me of, like, if Joey and friends ever had kids, this would be his house.
Do you have any woolen items that you could try test over the weekend for a show?
I have. Do you know what? Wool is very expensive. I have one woolen jumper.
And isn't Eve knitting at the moment?
She could knit a beautiful blanket for Ashley. I go on. If it does sink in and gets wet, the wool, you simply put it on the line and within an hour, all of that liquid has evaporated, whatever it is.
The scent and the smell hasn't, though.
That is the beauty of wool, that people completely disregard and disbelieve. She's just here to tell us that wool is forever.
Wool is forever.
And like, things just pour off it.
Yeah.
No matter what you spill on it.
Whatever.
You just,
it evaporates.
You get it in the sink. If you get it within 20 minutes and pour it off. Top of the
top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Welcome to House to Show. House to Show de Ou.
De Ou.
De Ou de Show.
Connected
the Fag Wants is the live and the sound of the music with the Udo Performer Toletta.
I have really connected with the inner perfumerie Shona version of myself.
Would you like a little spray, mademoiselle?
That is perfection.
Is perfume French?
Is it like
Eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette. Parfum.
Let me tell you the difference. Eau de toilette or the perfume.
I still don't know the difference.
Okay, so what is the story? I believe, don't quote me on this because I'm doing readings here, but I'm not this is about personality rather than actual scent. But my understanding is that Eau de toilette is a lighter version and Eau de parfum is like the full body.
Strong body. Good body.
Is my understanding
Woody.
One lasts longer than the other.
Yeah, perfume. Oh, the perfume.
Yeah, it's a stronger sense.
More expensive.
More of a bang.
Yeah.
A bing a bing a bang a bing a bing.
More bang for your buck.
Okay. Say one more time, Ms. Monsieur.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a load of people waiting to chat to us here. So who do you want to go to first?
I think we'll go to... Let's go to Mel first.
Mel. How are you, Mel? How's things?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good, darling.
What is your scent and is it signature? Do you wear this single one all the time or do you mix it up?
Well, I don't wear it every day, but it's my favourite. Okay. It's one of them strong smells that just stays on all day.
Okay, love those.
Mel, you are an alien girl, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm just connecting
just
to you, Mel.
Just connecting.
And
just connecting.
Can you just give me a
Here.
Can you just give me an ah? Just an ah.
No, she's not giving you an ah.
Okay.
She refuses to give you an ah.
I just needed to
I wouldn't give you an ah either. Just get on with it.
Okay. Spray of it there.
Here,
yeah, spray. That's better. Yeah, that's okay. Okay, Mel. You are a powerful woman. You are true to yourself. Mel, you are likable. Everybody loves you. You have so much love to give. And you give it in abundance when you spray that alien around the office, around the house. Everybody wants a bit of Mel. Is that fair to say?
It's a good reading, Mel. What do you think? Yeah. Speechless.
Not getting much here. Mel's just going to take her time. Have another.
I'm just laughing. Sorry.
You're just laughing. Okay, that's okay. Just take that into your day, Mel. Okay. Just remember what I've said. Yeah. It will be beneficial to you in the future. Okay.
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 Thank you,
Joe. We let Mel go there. Right. Who do you want next?
Let's go to Nadia.
Nadia. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
You must be excited after hearing that, are you?
So excited. I cannot wait.
What is your scent?
Tom Ford Velvet Orchid.
Oh, very fancy.
That is fancy. Okay. So I think, Nadia, you are a trustworthy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that, yeah.
You can keep any secret.
Yes, absolutely.
Nadia, you keep your friends close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nadia.
Yeah.
The people.
Poor Nadia.
The people in your life love and adore you.
I don't know. Yeah.
No, Nadia.
My daughter says yes.
Yeah.
Okay, there you
it's
go.
Coming through strong, Nadia. Okay. It's coming through very strong. Everybody loves you, Nadia. All right. They absolutely adore you. Some days they don't even know how to tell you because the whiff is so strong from your Tom Ford. Okay. You go into your day and remember you are a beautiful, loving, well able to keep a secret kind of gal. We love you, Nadia, okay?
Have a great day, Nadia, all right? I hope that's some help.
Guys.
Bring
you're
it
welcome.
Into your life.
You're
Bring
welcome.
It forward. Okay, one more and let's hear from Dragos. Good morning, Dragos. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you feeling, Dragos? Are you nervous?
No, not really. I've done it before, so.
You've
done what? Have you had a perfume reading before?
No, I've been on the radio.
Oh, okay, fair. Yeah. Nothing
like
to worry about.
Talking to my friends. Yeah.
Okay. Ah, Dragos! Oh, hun.
We do say wake up with your mates, Dragos.
That is deadly. I love that,
Dragos. I love Dragos because he's cool and he's calm. He's cool cucumber. Yeah. Right, Dragos, what's your scent?
My scent would be Tom Ford Ombre Leather.
Oh, we have very fancy people listening to this show, I can tell you. Dragos, are you ready for this, hun?
Go for it.
I can tell you're so excited. You are confident.
Yep, correct.
But you know what? You're confident quietly.
Okay.
That'd be fair to say,
that's true.
Yeah,
definitely.
Fluke.
You, Dragos, without even realising, stand out from the crowd.
I'd hope so, yeah. I hope not many people have on my letter,
yeah.
Your scent lingers wherever you go.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Is it the perfume you're using? I feel it is. It's the full...
Yeah, it is.
It's the meat.
Yeah.
Your laugh is infectious.
Yeah, it's quite different, all right.
Wow, you're on a roll here. Yeah.
Your laugh, because it doesn't happen as often as other people, lifts people. It lifts people to heights that they didn't even know was possible. And I'm just going to finish with this, Dragos, okay? And
big moment, big edge.
Absolutely, like, I think across the board, a roaring success here this morning. I'd like to say to you, Dragos, your aura is infectious, all right? Did you know that about your aura?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you're a legend, Dragos.
You knew it. There's nothing I've said to you that you didn't really know already, but I hope
he's
that
a
perfume,
man who knows himself.
Yeah, I hope that perfume reading will change your life and help you. Your scent lingers, you. Dragos. Your scent
lingers.
Have a
great day, man.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Snickers
versus
Snickers.
Right, who you got for me?
Okay,
who you
this
got?
Morning, taking you on in Dungarvan, it's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hello.
How are you today, darling? Are you well?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Are you on the way to work or what are you up to?
I am getting ready to go in for my last few days of my Leaving Cert.
Oh!
Your Leaving Cert? Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Grand.
Yeah.
She don't start for another while, but only a few more days left of school. So.
Okay.
And is it going to be kind of a little bit sad, those last normal days in school?
No.
No? No. This is the last time you're hanging out with all your buds, like?
Yeah.
I'll see him sometime.
Okay, yeah. I'll see him sometime in the future.
Are you doing it for the weekend?
Probably not. Studying.
Work.
Study,
yeah.
What subjects are you doing?
Economics, art, geography, and biology.
Hey, very good.
Nice.
Okay.
Tons.
Post exams, what's the plan for the summer?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Time to start planning.
No.
Debs.
Yep.
College, getting ready for that.
Deadly. Okay, and do you mind us asking, where do you know what you want to do?
I do. I am going to Letterkenny to do criminology and criminal injustice.
Wow.
Okay. Applied economics.
Wow.
Amazing.
That sounds fascinating, but Letterkenny's a long way. It'll be a long spin home to Dungarvan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful part of the world, though, and what an interesting course. Fair play to you. Right, I feel.
Why are you doing giving me a criminologist to take on?
Based on the fact that you're going to study criminology, you are going to take this fella down. I can just feel it, Lauren, all right? This bodes well for the Leaving Cert, I can tell you.
Okay, right. Well, you are the lady, so you get to go first with your questions. I'm going to give you three questions. Killian has helped put them together today, so don't give out to me. and we've got three questions, and you've got 10 seconds each one to give an answer. So are you ready to go, Lauren?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Question number one. Which music DJ superstar, his real name is Quentin Leo Cook? Quentin Leo Cook, music DJ superstar. Any guesses?
Oh, Lord.
Right here.
Time's up. Give me an answer.
Right here.
Think EP.
Right here. Right now.
Any guess?
I don't know.
No. Okay. It was Fatboy Slim. Is he doing EP this year?
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. Don't worry. That was hard. Like, how are you supposed to know? Like, what Quentin? Like, that's not.
Don't blame the questions.
No, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't even correlate in any way to his name, you know. So that's that's grand. It's fine. Move on. Next. You wouldn't know that in criminology. Like, you wouldn't be studying that.
Okay. Second question for you. This is in relation to soccer and computer games. What FIFA game had Arsenal's Thierry Henry, Juventus Alejandro Del Piero and Barcelona's Ronaldinho as its cover players? And I'm going to give you multiple choice on this. Was it FIFA 1998, FIFA 2004 or FIFA 2019? 98, 2004, 2019. Thierry Henry, Ronaldinho, what are you going for? I'm so. You have to answer within the 10 seconds.
Come on, Lauren, what is it?
2019.
Okay, it was hard. It was
2004.
Okay. All is not lost. We can claw back a point here, Lauren.
Okay, your final question. It's up for debate which tractor is superior, and whether that's a John Deere or a Massey Ferguson.
Both stunning.
But I want to know, what country of origin is the Massey Ferguson from? Where does it come from?
I know this.
Maple syrup.
Canada.
Yes.
You got it right. Well done. You got a point on the board.
One I said. Yeah. That's a country school in me.
Yay!
I went to primary school in the country.
Well done, Lauren. Well done. And you didn't even hear my clue. I was talking about my pancakes at the weekend.
Okay. All right. We got a point on the board. Now, let's see. Can I get more than one and beat you this morning? Show over to you for my questions.
Okay. Here you go. Question number one, Niall. Well done, Lauren. What kind of product is Batiste? Go.
Batiste. I know Batiste. I hear the guys talk about Batiste all the time. Is it a fake tan?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No, it is not a fake tan.
Oh, for God's sake.
Lauren, do you want to tell him what it is?
I have no idea.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you.
It's dry shampoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Lauren probably washes her hair normally. Not like you going around.
She's going around with silky, glossy, shiny, nice hair.
Killian has an issue with the fact that I don't wash my hair as often as he would like. Okay, question number two for Niall. That's one wrong. Can you finish the Ed Sheeran lyrics from the song Perfect, right?
No, wait a second. Useless.
Well,
lyrics.
I found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. Go.
When we're out in the snow.
You're head of music.
I never hear lyrics.
You're head of the...
Sing it to me.
I hope that someday I'll share her home. I couldn't sing it. That's the finish lyrics. Lauren knew it, didn't you, Lauren?
I did. Yes. A little bit of Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, no, there you go. Okay, losers. This is looking good for you, Lauren.
Losers.
This is a
caller.
Losers.
Lauren's not a loser. Okay, question number three for Lauren to win the title of Snickers versus Snickers.
Come on, go easy on me now, show. Go
I will
easy.
Not go easy on you. You're too cocky this morning. What is micellar water used for? Go.
Spell micellar.
Micellar. M I. C E L L A R, as in micellar. What is it? What's it used for?
Holy water.
Lauren, do you want to take this one, darling?
It is a makeup remover.
Lauren.
There's a special kind of water for removing makeup now. Can I just buy a bottle of River Rock?
Lauren.
It means that we have this week a Snickers winner.
Snickers! Yay! Lauren.
Don't sound too excited, Lauren. Calm down there.
She's got it all going on. She's heading in to do her leaving cert in a couple of months. She's going to go to Letterkenny and study criminology, and she's also taking you down.
I'm sickened, but I accept defeat graciously this morning, Lauren. You played it well.
Star.
Well done to you.
Go on, you good thing. You happy, Lauren?
I am.
Okay, I hope you continue this success into your leaving cert and absolutely nail it. We got a 50 or one for all on the way to you. Have a great weekend, all right?
Bye, hon.
Thank you.
See you later, bye.
Talk to you.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.